The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning Glory America, it's Hugh Hewitt. Big day at the United States Supreme Court, indeed one that will impact American politics for generations if in fact the case of Janus versus the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees goes as I hope and think it will go. This case is, if you go to SCOTUS blog, there are like 1,000 amicus briefs filed in one of these in this case because it matters that much. One of those amicus briefs came from the Freedom Foundation. The chief litigation counsel for the Freedom Foundation is David Dewhurst, and he joins me now. Good morning, David. How are you?
Great, Hugh. How are you doing?
Good. Would you please start by telling people what the Freedom Foundation is and why you would file a brief in this case out of Illinois?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a public interest organization based in Washington, Oregon, and California, and we have one mission, and that's to help forcibly unionized workers escape their unions, to learn about their rights, and then to help walk them through the process of exercising it, to leave the union, to stop paying for union politics and messages that they disagree with. That's what we do 24/7. That's why, of course, this case is of interest to us. We also happen to know and have great relationships with a lot of the folks, you know, directly representing Mark Janus. And as you know, this case was really teed up before the Supreme Court a couple of years ago in a case called Friedrich versus California Teachers Association. And unfortunately, we didn't get the resolution we wanted then because of Justice Scalia's untimely death.
Now, when I look at all these amicus over at SCOTUS blog, David, I'm sure they're 50-50. They're on both sides of this. But I'm feeling very confident about this decision because of the 4-4 split. And Friedrichs, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good about it. You know, there's the new justice, Justice Gorsuch, and he doesn't really have a long history of labor law cases to look at. When he was at the Tenth Circuit, there's not really a good labor law body of work. But as you'll remember, he did decide the Hobby Lobby case when it was at the Tenth Circuit. That's another case that had to do with compelled speech, compelled funding for causes and ideas that you don't agree with. And I think he came down the right way in that case. So that provides some comfort on that.
Now, one of the reasons I like people to focus on Janus is the Michigan amicus brief, David, points out the collective bargaining with public employee unions helped cause multiple municipal bankruptcies in Detroit, Michigan, and Stockton, California, right, and San Bernardino, California. Again and again, self-dealing unions raise the cost of government so high that they bankrupt and thus cripple essential city services all to get their slice of the pie before the taxpayers get the services they've paid for. That's why I think it's important as a matter of public policy that you win this today, that you and your allied forces win this today, because government's collapsing under the cost of unions.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you look at different places in the Rust Belt, you look at the state of Illinois, which is a mess because of this. You know, to some extent, the West Coast is a little more insulated. California may be accepted just because of the unique business climate and situation out there. So they're somewhat insulated from the bad public policy decisions that they make. But this is a problem everywhere. And indeed, this is the fundamental problem with public sector unionism in the first place. You know, while we support the right of workers to freely associate, this is A, first, not free association, but two, unionizing in the public sector presents some unique problems. Even Franklin Roosevelt recognized that in the 1930s. He thought it was beyond the pale to even consider unionizing public employees because unlike a business person against whom employees are bargaining, this time you're bargaining against the public fisc, against taxpayers, and that puts public servants in a really unique position. It creates a lot of perverse incentives, and that's exactly what we've seen in these states that have been so negatively affected by it.
So assume for a moment you win, and that Janus is told he doesn't have to make his $45 a month payment to AFSCME. What happens in the aftermath of that? How quickly does injunctive relief against mandatory deduction follow?
Yeah. Well, that's really where the Freedom Foundation is kind of leading the way nationally. In 2014, there was a similar case called Harris versus Quinn that applied to partial public employees. So not teachers, not state civil service employees, but Medicaid-funded home health care providers. And basically it was a decision that made those employees nationwide right to work. So we immediately went about the work of trying to inform those folks along the West Coast about their rights. When we were able to communicate with them, they went through the process. They opted out of their unions. Many of them didn't know they were in a union in the first place. And we imagine that the process will look kind of the same in the public sector, with teachers, with state civil service employees, local public employees. But what we've seen is a broad effort on the part of union-backed legislatures along the West Coast to preempt Janus, to get ready for it. So, for instance, in the state of Washington, the legislature this term has already passed a measure making public employee information inaccessible through the Public Records Act. So you no longer have a right to know who your public employees are. Of course, that was the main tool that we and other groups used to contact employees, tell them about their rights. Secondly, they've enacted things like opt-out schemes, where as soon as someone becomes a public employee or as a matter of default, they're considered full-fledged union members, and they have to go through the opt-out process themselves, which is very cumbersome and sometimes very restrictive. They have mandatory meetings on state time where they're actually made to endure this union indoctrination, and that's pretty uniform up and down the West Coast. So they've been getting ready for this, and so we have lawsuits challenging many of these measures already up and down the West Coast. But these are the tactics that unions are going to use because the bottom line for them is their bottom line. They don't necessarily care about advancing their workers' interests. They care about maintaining their revenue stream.
But if the court is clear enough, I mean, if they are absolutely clear, there won't be a circuit in the country that can uphold mandatory deduction of union dues for any purpose at all, if the court is clear enough. And I happen to know that some of the justices listen to this program as they drive into the court. Their language has to be completely crystal clear. If they've got five votes, they can't muss it around. They can't remand it. They just have to say, stop imposing your views on individuals who do not share them.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we specifically asked for in one of our amicus briefs, was to phrase the holding. We want the court to rule for Mark Janus, but phrase the holding in a way that says, you can only deduct union dues from an employee's wages after their prior affirmative consent. And if they crafted an opinion like that, then that would take away some of the tactics that are being employed across the country in advance of Janus. It would take away some of the tactics that have been employed against other types of publicly funded employees, like these in-home health care providers we've worked with for the last several years.
And by the way, prior affirmative consent, there isn't a conservative or an originalist out there who objects to that. If you can get someone's prior affirmative consent and make it easy for them to change their minds, maybe it gets tight in their household. Maybe someone loses a job and they want their $50 a month back. But a lot of these union employees will step up and say, yeah, I'm a Democrat. I want my Democrat union to do Democrat funding of campaigns, and I want to be in the union. Sure. That's okay with me and you, right?
Sure, absolutely. Again, we support free association, but the current system that compels all employees to pay something to a union, that's not free. So we encourage free association and free speech. This isn't that.
And so at the end of the day, do you expect this to be June before we see the end of this, or do we think it's a quick decision, given that it was teed up, it's been teed up for 4 years to have this decision come down? I'm assuming, again, that Justice Gorsuch will vote as Justice Scalia would have voted.
Yeah, again, looking back over the last several years, since 2012, the court itself has been questioning this practice pretty sharply. In 2014, they questioned it they came very close to overturning the precedent from the 1970s that allows these types of compelled unionism arrangements. So, yes, we're expecting Justice Gorsuch will probably come down with the majority that has ruled in those previous cases, and we're feeling pretty confident about it. If they come down with a ruling that addresses, prior affirmative consent, then we could be talking about an opinion that has immediate impacts across the country. If they don't, and if they simply say that you can't force public employees to pay these so-called agency fees, then we have to think of Janus less like the finish line and more like the starter's pistol for workers' rights.
That's very well put, David. Thank you so much for joining me. David Dewhurst, Chief Litigation Counsel for the Freedom Foundation. You can follow him on Twitter at David_Dewhurst, D-E-W-H-I-R-S-T. Freedom Foundation, look it up as well. It's got a Twitter following. My friend Carol Platt Lebow will be on the Capitol steps this morning leading a rally. I don't know if you're in D.C. David, are you in D.C. to watch the argument? Oh, he's gone. Lots of people try and get in to see arguments this historic. This one is big. It's enormous. It's giant. And you will be advised, you know, that they will talk about it, but very few people understand this does drive politics. The way that public employee unions have throttled American politics has been deeply, deeply destructive of free speech, very destructive of state reform. It has forced bankruptcies on cities. State employee unions and public employee unions ought never to have gotten started. They have never gotten rich. But the first step back on a way long path back to normalcy is at the court this morning.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.